And we're back. This is your host, Dr. A. True Ott. This is Born on the 4th of July with my special guest, Cynthia Janik. Now listen, exactly 33 years ago, in 1976, there was a pandemic scare of something called the swine flu. We had President Gerald Ford in office. He took office, of course, following Nixon's resignation. We had a group of individuals, physicians, and I got to say this, absolutely corrupt pharmaceutical manufacturers that came forward and said, look, we have a confirmed case of a pig flu, a swine flu. We've got, oh, thank goodness, we've just got this incredible vaccine ready to go. And on national TV, they had the willing dupe, President Ford, roll up his sleeve dutifully and take a vaccine, which was later shown to be not a vaccine at all, but a saline solution, okay? They didn't inject him with the real vaccine. Mm-hmm. What happened is history. 376 known deaths from the vaccine, literally thousands of people permanently crippled and in wheelchairs. Luckily for us, we had some very strong advocates for health freedom to come forward, one of which was Dr. Patricia McBean, and they basically marched on Congress and put an end to this lunacy. Well, folks, the script is being replayed. The absolute fact of the matter is the so-called swine flu is an absolute manufactured virus from the halls of Fort Detrick Institute of Pathology. Of that, I have no doubt personally. They have released it. They are basically hyping up a new pandemic for the sole purpose, as my guest explained earlier, to follow the World Health Organization and the Club of Rome from whence it came, mandate to vaccinate with toxic poisons every man, woman, and child in America. We've been focusing here on the show on one specific vaccine called Gardasil, designed to protect people from the ravages of human papillomavirus, HPV, and the potential cervical cancer that it causes. And folks, there's no more heart-wrenching study than to hear it from the mouth of those that have been personally affected. And Cynthia, why don't you go ahead and introduce, I understand we have Roxy and her daughter Brittany holding. Since you know them and they're on your invite, please introduce what their story is and then introduce these two courageous ladies on the show, okay?
Sure. Roxy, I got to meet her and her daughter Brittany back in September of last year. And I must say, Roxy is what I call a warrior mom. And she has been the strength behind her family and her husband to leave and, you know, say that. She just keeps on going like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, she watched her daughter from going from a vibrant, active young woman to being disabled today. I mean, her daughter right now, she's been working really hard, and she's able to use crutches instead of being in a wheelchair all the time. And Brittany, no, I take my hat off to Brittany. This is one very strong, young woman who has been battling this for 2 years. She's in pain every day. She has seizures. She has migraine headaches. And, you know, there's times when she can't even feel her legs. And it's because she received the vaccine Gardasil.
Okay, hang on. We'll introduce Roxy and Brittany and bring them on right after this coming break. This is, again, Dr. A. True Ott, Born on the 4th of July. Folks, call your friends, call your neighbors, especially those with teenage daughters. You have to hear the show. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we're back for the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. This is your host, Dr. A. Truwatt, with his special guest, Cynthia Janik. Hey, as we said in the first hour, according to statistics compiled by Judicial Watch, a political watchdog group, they're reporting now well over 30,000 adverse reactions to the Gardasil vaccine for human papillomavirus HPV.
Right.
We can't talk to all 30,000 people, but we do have on the line holding three different parties that have had this hit them full scale with a full body slam. I want to hear their story and get their viewpoint to this. First of all, let's turn. We've introduced Roxy. She's the mother of Brittany. And we'll, Roxy, are you there? And Brittany. Hello? Roxy, are you there? Yes,
can you
ahead.
Hear me?
Yes, we hear you just fine. You're live and on the air. Roxy, could you just give us a brief overview of what you've experienced with your daughter, Brittany?
Sure. It all started, well, it'll be 2 years and 2 days. When Brittany went to our family doctor and had a cyst removed, and at that point she was put under extreme pressure to take the Gardasil injection, and she was actually frightened into taking it because when she said she wasn't too sure and she didn't know much about it, the doctor went on and told her some grisly stories by telling her she could get it through lab accidents or holding hands with someone, at college who was sweating, and she had to protect herself. Well, of course, that scared her to death, so she went ahead and she took it.
How old was Brittany, Roxy? How old was she at this time?
She was 21. She wasn't sexually active. She was didn't even know that this was a sexually active type STD, the HPVs. And she was just told that this would prevent any cervical cancer that she would come up with when she gets older or as she goes along.
Wow.
And was told that, you know, she could get the virus just through holding hands. And it scared her. And so she took it, and within a week, she had her first seizure.
She never had any other seizures ever before?
No, never. Never. It was just, we didn't even know what was happening. It was an absence seizure, and then she passed out afterwards. And she was out probably 3 minutes. She happened to be out with a friend driving, and that person thought she had died because her gaze was fixed and staring, and she couldn't respond. She could hear the person for a few minutes or for a minute or two. And then blackness came over her, and she felt like she was floating. And the next thing she knew, they had pulled off the side of the road, and that person was pushing her up in the seat because she'd slumped over, and they were checking her to see if she was still alive, which, you know, was kind of scary. And
how traumatic is that for the other kids, for the other friends, absolutely.
Right. It was horrifying. And they mentioned it to us that she had some sort of episode, but they couldn't understand what it was. He had never seen a seizure. She didn't know what a seizure was. And then 2 days later, she was at an amusement park with a group of friends, and they were standing in line. And next thing you know, she was hit by hammering leg pain. That was so bad, it knocked her down. It hurt so bad, and two of the people in the group caught her. And that lasted 15 minutes. And after that, the pain would come and go. And after her second injection, she had a horrible reaction to that one. And we still weren't putting it together because the doctor kept telling us, oh, no, it's not the vaccine. She was in the hospital emergency room, and they were looking for meningitis because she swelled at the base of her skull. She started falling down. She had pressure in her head that they couldn't understand. They couldn't differentiate between a headache and a head pressure. And that was a lot of fun. She ended up at a clinic here in Ohio, and the first doctor who saw her, he was afraid that she had a peripheral neurological disorder, and he thought GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, sent her into the hospital up there, and they treated her like, oh, it's stress, and it was anything but Guillain-Barré syndrome, and there was nothing to do with the vaccine. So after 5 days of being in the hospital in agony, they sent her home with no diagnosis. And from then on out, it became a nightmare. She was in a wheelchair for quite a while, and she had seizures, head pressure. You couldn't touch her without causing extreme pain. It took a long time for her to get to the point where she could be touched in any way because her skin was so sensitive. She had swelling all the way down her spine. She had rash that covered her shoulders and her back. And that was one of the big signs that she had Guillain-Barré syndrome. And it was just one doctor after another. She saw 44 doctors before we found one who was actually able to help her.
44 different doctors.
Yes.
Wow. And so
and Roxy,
what
Can I interject a little bit here?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Roxy, what was one of the comments that just about blew you away when one of the doctors told you about Brittany's mental state?
Oh, it was all in her head. It was stress, or she had psychosomatic disorders.
I had to end up taking her
to a psychiatrist for the pain because it was so constant. It was driving her crazy after about 9 months. So I had her checked, and the doctor said, this is not psychosomatic. This is real, and gave her some medication to help keep her calm and to deal with the pain that constantly racked her body. And she stands behind her statement today still. So it was just one of those things where every doctor we saw was telling her, oh, this is stress, this is psychosomatic, this is in her head. It's because she's stressed about something else and it's converting into all these other things.
Yeah, this is a very common comment that I receive from mothers about their daughters. That's what the doctors are telling them right in the beginning. It's all in their head. And
a 21-year-old daughter with a love of life doesn't want to be sick, people.
Oh, no. And they kept telling her that she wanted to be, she was self-centered and that she needed attention. And she says, I'm an only child. I don't want any more attention.
Well, is Brittany with us, too?
Yes, she is. And she's not having a great day, but she is willing to talk.
Okay. Brittany, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much for coming on, and tell us how you're feeling right now. I mean, what's your emotional state with this information?
I am very frustrated and hurt that these pharmaceutical companies and these doctors who are supposed to help us and keep us well are behind this drug and pushing it and knowing all these different reactions and all these different deaths that have been happening, and they are not doing anything about it. They keep denying that it's Gardasil, and it hurts, and it does not feel good to be called a liar or that I need attention and that I'm this crazy person when obviously you can't fake seizures, you can't fake swelling, you can't make your body do the things that is happening to me.
Absolutely. So you have a doctor now that has pretty much agreed with the, or made the diagnosis it was because of the Gardasil?
Yes. I have a team. It's a husband and a wife team who are working together with Eastern and Western medicine to get me better. They're dealing with the whole body instead of just one part and trying to target one section like a neurologist would or a MD would.
Yes. How's your financial situation, if I may, I might ask that? Are you holding up okay? Do you have insurance? Or
I have insurance, but it's not covering all the things that I need. We've had to cash in insurance policies. We've been pretty much pushing the limits to our money income, trying to get better.
Let me talk to Roxy and you both for just a minute.
Okay.
There's a fund for every vaccine sold in America since the 80s. 5% has gone into a national fund to pay for adverse reactions. Do you realize that? Do you realize there's well over $10 billion in that fund?
Yes,
We were told about that, but we're also told.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And we're back. This is Dr. H. Rulot, and this is Born on the 4th of July, where your freedoms are being protected, at least for the next hour. Okay? We have an incredible testimony here with Roxy and Brittany. Go ahead. You were saying before we got cut off, Roxy, about the, what you were told about the adverse reaction slush fund.
Yes. I had talked to a vaccine injury law firm, and that was just a couple weeks ago, and they said that basically I have to have proof that my daughter was vaccine injured before they could do anything. And I had to prove that it was a vaccine injury and not something that she was going to come down with. And they, I wasn't treated as well as I thought I would be.
Right.
And that's all the information I have been given about this fund.
Well, let's work with Cynthia and others. Let's get you some help, okay? If anybody needs it, I think you qualify, okay?
Thank you.
We also have, if you can, if you and Brittany can stay on the line, we'd love to come back with your story, okay?
Sure.
We also have Karen and Krista on the line, and they're in kind of in the same position that you are as a mother. Let's go to Karen. Karen, are you with us?
I am.
Hello, Karen.
Yes.
You're live. Go ahead and tell us your story, if you would.
Megan was 20 years old. This was November 15th. It was on a Saturday. We had decided, or had talked the night before, and she was going to school, to college, and she didn't live at home. She was going to come over and help the family paint. And so she had called that morning and had asked me what time she wanted or what time she should be there. And I told her just to wait a little bit, that it was still a little cool, but she could go ahead and get ready and come on over. And so she was, you know, we talked for a few minutes. Everything was fine. She was happy, just her happy-go-lucky self. Megan was just that kind of a kid that was always just a happy kid. So anyway, the family, we all went out and we started painting, and I expected her to come any time, but she hadn't shown up yet. Well, we had taken a break, and we went in and ate some lunch, and I still was kind of thinking, well, I wonder why she hasn't come yet or called. And then I thought, well, maybe she got with her boyfriend, because she was engaged to be married. They were going to get married once she graduated from college. And I thought, well, they probably just got off to doing something, and she probably just forgot to call. So we went back out and started painting. Well, I was up on a ladder, and the phone rang. And I had, you know, paintbrushes and paint in my hands, so, and tried to hang on to the ladder so I couldn't grab my phone. Well, I set everything down, and then I tried calling, and it was her boyfriend's number. And that isn't anything unusual. So I thought, well, you know, I tried calling, and there was no answer. So then I went back to painting, and just a few minutes later, the phone rang again, and it was her boyfriend, Melvin. And he said, Karen, he says, you need to come right away. He didn't say what was wrong or anything, but I could tell by his voice that something, you know, was serious. So anyway, I took off, and I told my husband and my son, you know, something's wrong. I need to, you know, head on over. I'll be right back. So I started down the highway, and my husband called and said, well, Melvin just called me, and I'm supposed to be there too. And I said, well, did he say what was wrong? And he said, no, just to, you know, get on over there. He says, so I'll just meet you on up there. And I said, okay. So I was just about at the exit when my oldest daughter called and said, Mom, where are you? And I said, well, I'm, you know, heading over to Megan's because, you know, something's going on over there. And she says, Mom, you need to get here right away. They're doing CPR on Megan. So I, you know, flew the rest of the way, of course. And when I got there, they were, you know, I could see that they had Megan in her room. And they were, you know, working on her. And, of course, you know, everybody is not saying anything. They're just telling me to, you know, be patient that, you know, they were working on her. And I could see, you know, that, you know, they had her, you know, on the gurney in there. And they were, you know, trying to revive her. And the only thing that I could at that point come up with from the information that I was gathering was that Megan had been in the shower. So I assumed that she had probably slipped and fell and hit her head, you know, and possibly was drowning. And, you know, that's what we were all thinking. So anyway, the detective had come out and told my oldest daughter, you know, I'm sorry. And I saw my daughter fall to the floor. Well, when you're in this kind of a situation, you're not really thinking clear. Everything is just kind of really slow. It's running slow. And I told her, I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're trying to say. And she just looked at me and walked away. Well, my daughter, her husband helped her up. And she turned to me and she said, Mom, Megan's gone. And I still didn't quite understand what she was saying. But she finally, you know, told me again, Mom, Megan is gone. And so, well, at that point, then they make it a crime scene because of the age of the child.
Okay, hang on, I'm going to go to break. Karen, I know this is difficult for you, but thank you so much for sharing this. We'll be right back after the break.
Oh, okay.
Get your composition, composure back, okay?
Yes.
We'll be right back. This is Born on the 4th of July. This is Dr. A. Truat. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
And we're back. This is Born on the 4th of July, and your guest today, me, myself, Dr. A. Truat, with Cynthia Janik, and I got to tell you, some very courageous and inspiring stories being told here today on this the second hour. With us, Karen, my sincerest, deepest sympathies for your loss.
Thank you. You're
telling the story very well. I know it's very difficult for you. I cannot imagine the terror you went through and the pain you're feeling.
Yes, it is tremendous.
Yeah.
Megan, of course, the pathologist had called and told the family that at the initial investigation, they could not find anything. They couldn't find any cause for her death. And, of course, Megan was always very healthy. I mean, she would have, you know, a cold, a stomach flu. That was about it. You know, she didn't really have a lot of, you know, illnesses or problems or, you know, she was just a very happy, healthy young lady. And so, you know, we knew that she had had the Gardasil. We had asked the Gardasil. He told us, you know, definitely that would not have caused her death. My youngest daughter.
Let me just ask you, break in. How soon before her death did she have the vaccine?
this is something that I don't know myself, because with her being the age that she is, you've got the HIPAA laws. And, of course, I have been fighting this and trying to get that information since she passed away. So, you know, it makes it really, really hard once your daughter is over the age of 18 to try and, you know, gather that information. I do know that she did have two of the vaccines. I don't know when, what the dates were. I don't know if she even had the last one. We're trying to get that information right now. My youngest daughter had left after we had talked to the pathologist and was talking to one of her friends, and her friend, you know, she told her, says, well, we don't know what happened to Megan. The pathologist doesn't know. And we asked about Gardasil because she had the Gardasil, and she said, you haven't heard anything about the Gardasil? And she said, well, no. And she says, let me show you on the internet. So she took her to the internet. She saw some information. She was bringing up some information from Judicial Watch. Well, she emailed them to me. She says, Mom, you got to look at this. And so I looked at it. I immediately called Judicial Watch and talked to them. The first thing that he asked me was, I just want to ask you one question before I get into this. He says, how many young women are you hearing of that are dropping dead from cervical cancer? Well, I couldn't answer that because I didn't know anybody.
Nobody.
And so anyway, he proceeded to tell me about another mom whose daughter also had died with an undetermined cause of death as well. She had left her number for any other parents that may have contacted Judicial Watch. So I got her number, talked to her, and, you know, it was unbelievable that her daughter, you know, passed away. And it was similar to Megan, but her daughter had gone to sleep, and it's similar to Krista's daughter, who Krista's on the line now, too, that her daughter had just, you know, fallen asleep and had never woken up. It's similar to the SIDS babies, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And so at this, yeah, at this point, we still don't know. There's still no cause, and I have to go through my life, you know, wake up every day wondering what happened to a very happy, healthy daughter who had her life in the palm of her hands. She was so ecstatic that whole week because she was going to get help with schooling and, you know, everything was going her way. And she was just very, very ecstatic, very, very happy.
Absolutely tragic.
Yes.
Yeah. Roxy, I want to, you know, we've been hearing from Brittany and what happened with her situation. Roxy, what is your feelings here with Karen's story?
We were heartbroken. At one point, during the first year, Brittany almost died. She came so close, it scared the whole family. But we didn't say anything to her because we just kept telling her, hang in there, hang in there, hang in there.
Fight.
And wow. She was bedridden to the point where she couldn't leave the bed, and she wanted to die. She said, I don't want to live like this. She was almost to the point of giving up. And by the grace of God, she pulled through that, and we finally were able to get her on some solid food because her stomach was so tore up, her GI tract from the Gardasil, that she couldn't digest food and she couldn't absorb food, so she was losing weight like crazy. And eventually, we got her on some good supplements that have helped heal her GI tract to the point where she is digesting enough food along with the supplements that she is slowly gaining back a lot of things that she's lost.
Well, that's what we want to tell Brittany, to just keep fighting. We've got to keep you going. I mean, don't give up. Keep fighting. Let's bring Krista Valdez on, another mother who's kind of alone now. Let's hear Krista's story. Krista, come on. If you're on the air, come on. Hello, Krista?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Krista, you're live. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, Santana was 18 years old. And just like Megan, she was full of life and was ecstatic about life, trying to get started. And she had just bought a new car and was getting ready to start life, looking at, you know, looking for a job and really excited about, you know, getting out there into the world. On August 31st, I had gone to work. I leave to work at 4:45 in the morning. And I went to work. And I kept trying to call her about, it started about 9 o'clock. By that time, she had called me and told me, Mama, I'm going to take a shower or I'm going to, you know, eat breakfast or, you know, if you try calling, I'm in the shower, you know, and stuff like that. And by 10 o'clock, you know, I kept trying to call, and I was like, oh, this child. I said she probably forgot her phone, you know, because she was looking for a job and stuff, and she had an interview that morning. So I figured she forgot her phone. So I tried not to panic, and by noon, you know, I kept calling, and I had my cell phone and my work phone and kept calling the house and her cell phone, and she wouldn't pick up. I kept trying and trying, and by noon I was really panicked. I told my boss I have to go home because, you know, she's always called me at least 5 times by now. So anyway, I left work, went home. I turned the corner at the house where she had parked her car the night before. It was still in this same place. She would always move it out of the driveway and just take it for a little drive because that was her new little thing, her little toy. So she took that out, and it was like every morning she would move it. So when I turned the corner, it was still in the same place she left it the night before, and at that point I knew something was wrong. I ran inside the house, went straight to her room, and she was on her tummy. It looked like she was asleep. And I said, Santana, what are you still doing in bed? And I went to touch her, and she was cold. She had been gone for hours.
Oh, dear. She was 18 years old.
She was 18. I found her. She bled a lot from her nose. By that time, her ears and her face were purple. I called 911. I couldn't find a phone. There was one laying right next to her. And of course, you're blinded. You can't find anything. I just couldn't think. I found the phone, called 911. And the operator told me, you know, please calm down, ma'am. Try and roll her over and give her CPR. I said, I can't. She's gone. She's been gone for hours. There's nothing I can do. And she said, please, just please try. So I had to forcefully roll her over. At that point, just that last bubble of air inside of her just came out, and there was nothing there. She was gone. The police and firemen got there. And, of course, you know, like Karen said, they treat you like a criminal. You know, I was questioned because I had blood on my pants from trying to roll her over. The policeman wouldn't let me back in the house. He said no. They questioned me, see if we had argued or if I hit her or got in a fight with her. And I said, no, this is my baby. This is my life. I just got home. She wouldn't answer her phone. I don't know what happened. You know, and at that point, some other police officers got there. The firemen got there, and they walked in, and 20 seconds later walked right out. There was nothing they could do. They just shuffled out.
Did she have an autopsy performed?
Yes, she did. And that was inconclusive. It says natural causes, and it says inconclusive due to autopsy and toxicology reports. Everything came back negative. They never found anything wrong with her.
Well, that's another very strong reason why it's it points to the vaccine. Okay.
Right. And she got the vaccine 4 months prior. She got the last one. She did get all three in the series. And, you know, all signs pointed to that. I told the doctor, and she said it was a possibility, but not certain because there was no evidence. You know, the drug was too new, she said, and she couldn't find anything to help support that. So she said she would report it to theirs. And I'm not sure if she did or not because I finally found out about VAERS in, I guess, November, December, when me and Karen started talking, and that's when I was able to finally report it to VAERS myself, and didn't look like anybody had reported it because I filled in all the information in 10-420.
Yeah, most physicians, in my experience, just don't follow through.
Right.
They don't want to for various reasons. Well, Krista and Karen, words can't express the deep sympathy that I feel for you, and I'm sure the listening audience as well.
Yes.
But if we can possibly, you know, look forward and keep this from happening from other Santanas and other Megans.
Yes.
That's the whole purpose, and I submit that's why we're doing this show today. Like Judicial Watch has said, 30,000 and counting, well over 30,000 individuals now are suffering from this incredibly wrongful injection. Okay.
But the one thing is, with the 30,000 reporting, there was a study that was done by the National Vaccine Information Center that only 1-10% of the doctors report. If we go with just 10% reporting, what
right.
does that put that 30,000 at?
Exactly. Exactly. So it could be huge. Now, again, any time you subject little ones or in this case healthy, vibrant, full of life, young women, to potentially toxic substances, you're literally playing Russian roulette. I said this 3 years ago in a national broadcast. I received a tremendous amount of flack personally from it. I received threats of lawsuits. But, you know, the truth is the truth, and we're on the show because people, we hope, can handle the truth. And as tragic as these stories are, we got to, again, reemphasize that this nation and the world is being positioned for an even greater mass forced injection, okay? It's happening. This is real time. These are real people, and these are real victims. We've got to make that very clear. Cynthia?
Yes.
I know you're just... I can hear you chomping at the bit here. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's just so much out there. It's just, you know, unbelievable. But, you know, we are focusing on Gardasil, and all the moms that are out there or the dads that do suspect or do know that their daughter has issues now, is ill because of the vaccine, there is a fabulous group, a Yahoo group called Let's Talk About Gardasil. They're there to support, to give ideas as far as how do we get them better. Because one of the things after, you know, and I've been on this group since, oh my, August of 2007, we have found that works, is that the GFCF diet that the autistic children are using, and you can find that diet on the Generation Rescue site, that is helping, but it is a long, long road before they get better.
Right. And my colleague in North Carolina, Dr. Rebecca Carley, that's C-A-R-L-E-Y. Roxy, I would really advise you to have a consultation with Dr. Carley. You can just Google her name up, Dr. Rebecca Carley. And she's doing some great detoxification programs, and she could at least, at the very least, consult with your holistic practitioners now, okay?
Okay.
Let's get Brittany back to full strength as much as possible. You know, there's no amount of money that can compensate for the loss of cherished, prized, and loved ones, Megan and Santana. But you know what? The stories need to be told, need to be documented, and we got to stop this from happening in the future. That's the whole point.
And that's why I created my organization, because after dealing with and talking to and communicating with so many mothers and daughters and even autistic parents, someone had to do something.
Absolutely.
And someone needed to take positive action. And that's why I started, you know, the International Coalition of Advocates for the People. And it's about positive change for the positive people.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Hold the line,
yes.
Everybody. We take a short break. We'll wrap up in the final segment. Again, thanks so much. This is Dr. A. Truott, and this is Born on the 4th of July. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And we're back. Dr. A. Truott. This is Born on the 4th of July. My special guest, Cynthia Janicki, just an absolute incredible 2 hours, I've got to say. In the final set, we do have just about 5 minutes left, ladies. Let me just, if I could, have each one of you just give your final thoughts and what you would like to see happen in America based on what you've experienced. go ahead. First, we'll hear from Roxy. Go ahead.
Brittany and I have discussed this. We decided that, well, she has decided when she gets older, she wants to be a safe vaccine advocate. We would like to see Gardasil removed from the market and a big overhaul done on it because it is not safe. And we would like to see some action done by some scientists who are not biased and not bought by Big Pharma, who could give us some real answers.
Very good. How about you, Karen? What would you like to see? Hello, Karen? Karen dropped. Chris, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I just want, you know, these girls to get better, the ones that are sick, and get some help, and all of us. You know, it's too late for Santana and the Megans, and but we can advocate for all these other girls and help to get them some help and get all this. This stuff is just not safe, and we just need some backing in that, and that's all I ask for right now.
Okay,
is somebody to help us.
Well, I think you've found a great advocate in Cynthia, an international coalition of
yes,
advocates
and
for
she's
the
been
people.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, both Krista, Karen, Roxy, and especially Brittany. Thanks for coming on and sharing this with a good portion of America. And we're going to have this on a tape delay as well, so you can actually call it up on the website, Republic Broadcasting Network, rbn.com. We're going to be sending a lot of people to this interview, I'm sure. Cynthia, your closing comments.
My closing comments are, do not think of yourself as just another person, just another individual. Now is the time to step out of your comfort zone. Let's do what we need to do for our children, for our families. I mean, you can't be comfortable all the time, and we need to do something. It's kind of hard to put what I feel into words, but that's the best I can do.
Folks, go to Cynthia's website, International Coalition of Advocates for the People, www.i-c-a-p.org. What you can do is sign up and become a state advocate in your state and help spread this incredible word and help Cynthia get the message out. That's what we all can do. My message to you in the closing comments is very simple. And what you've heard here today, imagine it multiplied. Please, imagine it multiplied thousands and thousands of times. It's going to happen if we don't take action now and stop it. We are heading into a very insecure future. We need to take action now by being informed. As the prophet Hosea said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Again, thank you to my guests. I sure appreciate their coming on. This has been Dr. A. Truott. This is Born on the 4th of July. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time and same number. Have a great day, everybody, and God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With recent